Mindfulness meditation is an active meditation process. You don't have to sit cross-legged, you don't have to om, you don't have to gaze fixedly at one point, and it's very easy to do. Because it's an active meditation process, it keeps your mind engaged, and the moment that you begin to lose awareness or lose consciousness, you'll lose your place in this meditation, which means you'll need to go back and start at the beginning again. All it involves is noticing five things that you can see, five things that you can hear, and five things that you can feel the touch of. When you're looking for things to see, don't go into great big long descriptions. So I wouldn't say, I can see the clock with the Roman numerals sitting on the ledge against the window. I would just say, I see the clock. When you want to notice sounds, it's important that you select sounds that you can actually hear right at that moment. So you can make a noise if it's very, very still and quiet. You could with your mouth, you could with your fingers, you could scratch your clothing, rustle a piece of paper, or you can choose the sounds that are around you if you can hear them. When you want to feel the touch of something, it's also important that you only feel external touch. Because if you focus on emotions that you're feeling, it can definitely sidetrack you. So feel the touch of your eyelids blink. Feel the earring on your ear, the ring on your finger, the watch on your arm, the big toe on your left foot, your left cheek, your right cheek. And that way you will actually be moving around the body and being quite aware of what's going on. When you do this process, you're actually going to count from five down through four, three, two, and one. So it's five things I see, five things I hear, five things I feel the touch of, then four, then three, then two, then one. Another thing to be mindful of is not to repeat the order of things. And I'll give you an example of that. I wouldn't say, I see the clock, I see the stapler, I see the whiteboard, I see the pens, I see the carpet. And then when I do four of these things, clock, stapler, whiteboard, pens. Then three, clock, stapler, whiteboard. The reason that I wouldn't do that is because the moment that I start to form a pattern, it allows your conscious mind to wander off again. And that means you'll lose your place and you won't know where you are. Now, what I tell all my clients to do when I'm working with them is to actually count on their fingers for every stage of this to help you stay on track. You can do this simple exercise when you're driving because you're awake and alert, and it's designed to keep you awake and alert and conscious and aware of what's going on. You can do it at home before bed. You can do it sitting up, which means that you should stay awake. And if you do it lying down, it could mean that you will actually relax yourself down and fall asleep. The interesting part about the exercise is that when you have completed the whole series of five down to one, you'll find that all those other thoughts that used to interrupt you have disappeared. That's right, they will disappear. You will actually interrupt all that cyclical thinking, or treading the rat wheel, as I like to call it, by doing this exercise.